Welcome to the end of another very long day. Rising bright and early to get a spot on the train before it's packed like a tin of sardines. Only to wait in line for the lifts and pretend I care about what any of these people are doing on the weekend. I do not, in fact, care at all. But letting that show on one's face is a quick way to get yourself sent to HR for a "do you really fit in the company culture" discussion. And I've had enough of those, thanks very much. I arrive on time, I do my job, while deftly avoiding Janine at the water cooler. Dodging Henry at the copy machine, elegantly removing myself from email chains that don't concern me, and, you know, actually doing some work. No, Carla, I don't care about your tips to eat healthier. And aren't you embarrassed that you're 43 years old and you still haven't learned to stop commenting on what other people eat? No, Henry, I'm not free for a coffee break. Ever. Someone used my milk that I keep in the company fridge and clean out once a week. And they think I don't know, but it's very obvious. And if they ignore the post-it note that says I drink directly out of this container, that's on them. They probably get their jollies drinking my backwash. And why won't my computer send my files to the printer again? Modern life is ridiculous. We all have these little conveniences that are supposed to make our lives simpler, but do they really? Like, industrialized farming sounds great in theory. We'll grow more produce, we'll eat healthier food, but then machines took over laborers' jobs, and the food is pumped full of hormones, and the amount of sugar in our food has reached peak levels. We eat to survive, yet our food is poisoning us. The next generation is born diseased and ill. Our elderly degrade far too early, and somehow we spend our lives toiling away doing a lot that seems like very little actual work. It's maddening. So, one thing I've learned is that you can't change the world. Fighting the system will only break your back. We need to work to pay rent, and if I have to show up every day to get a check, so be it. What's really important in life is making time for one's hobbies and interests, and sometimes, well, a girl has to take on even more work to fund them. That's why I house it on weekends. I collect the mail, water the plants, turn the lights on and off so it seems like somebody's at home, that sort of thing. In exchange, I get a set rate for each house, which I use to pay for competitive hobby horse racing. If you thought that only required purchasing a hobby horse, you're wrong. I mean, you always need new show outfits for the ring. I've gone through more pairs of riding socks than you'd believe, honestly. Traveling to Finland for the national championship costs a lot. And then I need to get a stable for my horse, my jumping sets, ear bonnets, bridle, and lead. It never ends. I'm saving up for a nice martingale, actually. You need to press if you want to become the yellow ribbon champion. Of course. Luckily, most of my homeowners are of excellent quality. Their homes are tidy, but not too tidy. They don't receive any mail that would put them on, like, a list. And their plants are in decent enough shape that I can feel like I'm tending to them, and it makes a difference. Here I am, helping their gardens grow and all that. But some of them aren't quite the same caliber. Like, the house I'm about to enter right now. Number 5 Gardenia Lane, home to one Mr. Dalton. Only, that's not what I call him. Not when he's being a rotten boy. Ugh. I can see him now, tied up in the oversized planter meant for a palm tree, but he's wallowing in the dirt like a piggy in a sty, with plant fronds tucked behind his ears and his mouth open, wanting to be watered. He will have to wait. I drink a nice tall glass of water first. I sort the mail, tossing the fillers in the bin, and I feed the goldfish. Everything looks in order. I turn on some music, water the plants, starting with the back garden. It's a beautiful garden. There's hydrangeas and peonies and roses and wisteria and wild cherries and a little birdbath fountain. So I always take some time to sit and enjoy the view once I'm done. And I drink another glass of water. I read a book. I'm working my way through the Historian. If it weren't for the annoying distraction in the living room, I'd be having a grand time. I mean, can't you whimper a little more quietly? I shift in my lawn chair and keep reading. I keep drinking my water, and I read, and the outdoor lights on the timer activate. The sun's starting to set, and the garden is growing dark, so eventually, I head back inside the house, and I'm feeling rather bloated, uncomfortable. I have to pee. I suppose that oversized plant wannabe requires some attention before I leave. After all, tending to this one is why I'm making 6 times my usual rate. And, well, if I'm going to keep buying tack for champagne stardust, I need to keep saving. Well, I positively can't hold it any longer. Might as well get this over with. I can handle a few seconds of being eyed like dinner in the trough. He's certainly paying me enough. I set the large plastic bucket in front of the big planter, ignoring the pathetic moans. Mr. Dalton watches me eagerly as I take my panties down and lift my skirt. I squat over the bucket and let go. Oh, goodness. That's better. It's time to water the last plant before I leave. He better open wide this time. I'll be cross if he gets it all over the floor again.